Well, so actually, yesterday was Memorial Day. Instead of taking the day off, I wrote a 12-page doc on what we need to do with exceptions in Longhorn. But if we roll back to Whidbey, let's see, there are some changes, certainly, but they're not major. The changes are mostly related to giving the host more control over the flow of exceptions, so that obviously part of this was motivated by trying to get SQL Server to host the runtime deeply, so that the hosts can recognize certain exceptions that the app probably isn't ready to deal with, like out-of-memory and Stack Overflow, and escalate them to some kind of higher-level action, like the unloading of an app domain or the complete unwinding of a thread. So, of course, one of the risks would be without this work that SQL Server would inject an out-of-memory into a piece of code. The piece of code wouldn't distinguish this kind of unexpected asynchronous injection from some normal application level exception, and would try and deal with both of them indiscriminately without actually looking to see what the type of the exception was. So if it were to swallow it or something like that, it could leave data structures corrupt, and just statistically, user code really isn't expected to stand up to that kind of asynchronous level of abuse that's associated with asynchronous injection. And so the host can kind of escalate that. Because I just finished writing up, what I think we should be considering for Longhorn there, even though I don't think we'll get to it in Longhorn, we're looking at kind of more fundamental revisiting of the exception model. If you think about what we did in version one of the CLR, the exception model we set out to build was one that, for the most part, was geared around interoperating well with the existing error reporting mechanisms of the platform. And so structured exception handling, unmanaged C++ exceptions, the hResult plan of cominterop, those kind of constrained us on the one hand. On the other hand, you had languages like Visual Basic with its on-error go-to, and C# adopting something that's somewhat similar to the structured exception handling of the platform, but with parts of it defeatured, like the kind of the full exposure of the two-pass model that the OS has. That we didn't so much as kind of wind back and think, okay, what do people really want out of error reporting? What's the best way to deal with the fundamental issues? Instead, we said, well, here's a whole bunch of things that have to all work together, and we kind of know how we would like to build a framework with exceptions rather than return codes. Now, what would it all look like? So I think generally, when we built V1, we set out to innovate in a few areas, and we set out to just kind of be good enough in a bunch of others to get out the door. And exceptions was probably a place where we didn't innovate that much, and I think that's good because you have to get a product out and start building up. You have to have some compelling value, and you have to have a first release. But I think we're seeing some of the frustrations and difficulties of building systems out of the exception model that we have, and indeed out of all of the exception models that we look at, that we've traditionally had on this platform and that we see in other platforms. And there's enough pain associated with it, where people don't know what to catch, they don't know what to propagate, they don't know what level of state they should discard to get back to a consistent state, and there's nothing really that's kind of guiding them to doing the right thing automatically, that it's time to take exceptions and error reporting and kind of start thinking about it from first principles again.
Certainly, because a lot of people are still catching exception.
Right.
Just catch exception.
Right. And so we've kind of fixed a few of the most egregious things like that by, for example, taking the asynchronous cases and kind of separating them out so that they tend to propagate in an undeniable fashion. We'll do some more of those kind of ad hoc directed things to try and release the pressure that's building up around these limitations. But and it may be that with sufficient of those, it may be that with sufficient of those ad hoc approaches, that we can kind of get to where we would get to if we had started from first principles. But one of the other architects on the runtime was just telling me earlier today, we've got to kind of approach this as if it were a new problem and see where that leads us.